Hey guys, welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Steve Clifton, and I'm the Connections Director at our Lewis Center campus. We started a new series a couple weeks ago called My Story, and we're looking at how the gospel of Jesus Christ changed the lives of people in Scripture, as well as how he's changing the lives of people in our church. We've been encouraged by our pastor as a congregation to share our story with the people around us, in our neighborhoods, at our workplace, or even on social media. So I thought I would take a few minutes today to share my story. I grew up in a Christian home. When I was really little, my dad was a bivocational minister and part of a church startup in Southern Ohio. We moved around quite a bit, but we were always really involved in church. I went to Christian school through elementary school and into the middle of my sixth grade year when my family moved from Ohio to North Carolina, and that's where I first went to public school. Now, how many of you have been home late at night watching your TV or reading a book, and all of a sudden the power goes out? It's dark. It's eerily quiet. Well, that's what it's like going from Christian school to public school. From talking about Jesus every day to never hearing talk of him at all at school. Public school can be a pretty dark place. But thankfully, I didn't get drawn into the darkness, and my family got connected to an awesome church in the area where I quickly got very involved. They had a performing arts middle school group, and I tried out for the musical, and I actually got the leading role. The musical was about the prodigal son, and during one of the main performances, as I was about to step on stage near the end of the show, obviously I was portraying the younger brother, I felt just the spirit crush me. He was telling me I was a fraud. I was the older brother. I knew all the right answers to the spiritual questions, but I didn't know God at all. Everything I knew about God was in my head and not in my heart. And with the help of my dad, I gave my life to Christ that night. My family would move back to Ohio the middle of my ninth grade year. And with the removal of that church group, I kind of felt alone for a little while. The next several years, I was frankly a lukewarm Christian, but God was faithful. I could spend time talking about my college years. I could talk about how God graced me with my wife and our three girls, how we landed four houses down from Dean and Angie Folks when LifePoint just got started. But I want to fast forward to just a couple years ago and tell you the latest part of my story. I went to college thinking I wanted to be an actuary. I'm not sure there is a more boring aspiration, honestly, but as much as I love math, I quickly realized I didn't like math quite that much. So I switched to a business degree while I was already working a kind of an entry-level corporate gig, and I did well. You know, God took me through the ranks at one large company here in town, and several years later transitioned to an even larger, wildly different company here in town, and I got even more experience. But 2 years ago, you know, after a decade-long career at Company B and after 23 years in corporate work in general, I was presented with an opportunity to step into full-time ministry. And when I read the job description, it was like, honestly, it was like reading my resume. The 23 years of grooming that took place at the two corporate jobs really, God just positioned me perfectly to lead an organization whose purpose, and get this, just based on what I've already shared, is to share the gospel with public school students. It's just come full circle. And honestly, God is really, really up to something here where I'm at. I don't have time to go into more detail, but I invite you to a cup of coffee to discuss it more. And further, if you are looking for somebody to share your story with, I would personally love to hear it. Before we pray, let me invite you to join us at one of our campuses this coming Sunday. You can find service times and other information on our website, as always, at lifepointohio.com. Let's pray. God, thank you for my story. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share it. Thank you for how you create each and every one of us for a purpose. Pray that you would reveal that purpose to each of us today as we turn over our day to you right now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now take a minute and pray on your own.